We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we've asked with all seriousness, Lee, not joking, not sarcastically, is Joe Biden all there?
Yeah.
And we've played a lot. And we're not, by the way, not the only ones to ask this. I mean, there have been some mainstream media folks who've asked this very question. And you can see why they might be asking after the an interview end of last week. When Joe Biden was interviewed by a Hispanic reporter who asked him, hey, you know, listen, you planning to give illegal immigrants health care on the taxpayer dime? Now, his answer to that question should end his campaign. We'll get to that in a second. Well, let me start. So I'll do this chronologically in order. OK, so. Joe Biden, you know, can the illegal immigrants, you going to let them get some health insurance that they so richly deserve on the American dime? And Joe says, sure.
Under your plan, would the 11, 12 million undocumented immigrants that live in the United States, would they have access to health insurance?
Yes, if they can buy into the system like everybody else.
They can buy into the system like everyone else. Okay, let me explain that. That's a really smart answer, actually, because he's like, oh, they can buy in the system. So that creates the impression they'll be paying. No, what you pay is determined by your income. If you're an illegal immigrant, your income's probably not too well documented. Matter of fact, it might be under the table. So what that means is they buy into the system and we pay the bill. That's what that means, particularly if they are low income. Okay, so on my system, yeah, the illegals can just come in and be like, just like citizens, because there's no difference, of course, between citizens and illegals, as we know, at least not to the Democrats. Okay. Well, then, this is the weird part, Lee. Biden goes on to assure the reporter, so, you know, illegals being on health care, you know, on the government dime, that's in Obamacare and it'll continue. Wait, that's not in Obamacare. Do you remember the whole Joe Wilson, you lie?
Yeah, right.
When Obama said there was a, you know, Obama said, no, the illegals couldn't be on it. And Joe Wilson said, you lie. I mean, I guess Biden missed all that. I don't know if he was asleep. Okay, listen to this. This is Joe Biden does not know Obamacare doesn't give health care to illegals. This was news to Joe.
You know, in ACA, they can.
Yeah, I know. Well, they can. That's my point. They continue to be able to do that.
They cannot under the Obamacare.
How do you not know that? Like, that's astonishing. Okay, and in case you're wondering what's going on, the ACA is Obamacare. Let me play it again.
You know, in ACA, they can.
Yeah, I know. Well, they can. That's my point. They continue to be able to do that.
They cannot under the Obamacare.
He didn't know.
Yep.
But, I mean, this is the same guy who in the last couple of weeks says, oh, the economy's bad. I don't even follow the economy. I don't know anything about it, but I know it's bad because I talk to people in my neighborhood. And then when PBS asked him, but haven't you seen these economic stats? I mean, how do you address this? And he's like, no, I don't pay attention to any of it. I guess he just doesn't. And I mean, can you imagine if Trump said, oh, I believe the economy is really good, but I don't follow any economic stats. I don't know anything about that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
These days, that's an impeachable offense, practically.
Well, apparently anything could be an impeachable offense these days.
Everything else is, yes. Like, literally everything is an impeachable offense. Okay, so what do you think about this Inspector General's report coming out today?
You know, it's the initial reports we're getting about it is that it looks like that they're trying to claim that there was justification for the FBI to have looked into this. However, there still appears to be some documents that have been falsified, which if that's the case, there should be charges.
Well, I mean, they meant well, they were committing fraud. I mean, you know, their hearts were in the right place, Lee.
You know, I'm sorry. That's just not the way the justice system should work.
But
if,
it is.
If the justice system uses false evidence, knowing it is false, in order to obtain warrants, and somebody is can be, you know, documented to be found with evidence have done this, that person should be charged. You or I try to do that, guess what happens to us? Same should hold true for anybody in a federal position.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting how they can squirm around this because, again, we know that perjury was committed by James Comey because he admitted it under oath in a congressional hearing about a year ago. And I've been screaming ever since, where's the indictment?
Yeah.
Because he flat out said, oh, we didn't know if the Steele dossier was real or not. Well, sir, you signed that line, said under verified under penalty of perjury.
Right.
And now you're admitting under oath that you did not verify. Yeah. So only one of those things can be true.
Exactly.
You either perjured yourself before Congress or you perjured yourself when you signed the FISA warrant. There's no other option there for you. So did Rod Rosenstein, by the way, and Andrew McCabe.
Yeah.
So we've had this for a year. We don't need Horowitz to tell us this. We already have this stuff. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see. There's two more. Okay, so here I just want to sort of prepare people to be disappointed today.
Yeah.
Because,
sadly.
Yeah, this has been built up too big, given, again, that Horowitz does not, even if he was this honest actor that really wanted to get to the bottom of it, he doesn't have the powers to get to the bottom of it properly. I mean, he does not, he cannot compel anyone to testify or give him testimony. He can't compel anybody to answer a single one of his questions. And he barely has subpoena power. He can get some documents, but not all. So, I mean, the people he interviewed only have to tell him what they want to tell him if they feel like sitting down with him at all. I mean, you there's no way you're going to get to the bottom of this that way. And this is being sold as the be-all, end-all because the media knows, based on his three previous reports, that he'll come out, he'll have some devastating stuff in there, clearly law-breaking, and then he'll conclude with a paragraph that says, everybody is so nice that was involved with this. They just meant so well. And the media will run with that. That's how this is going to go.
No reasonable prosecutor.
Right. No. You know, in other words, the Democrat standard.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing. We still have, no matter what your disappointment level is today, we still have two routes here, okay? It's been a little over 200 days since Trump ordered declassification, put Bill Barr in charge. Mm-hmm. So we could get the truth that way before the election. So that's one way we could get the truth. That doesn't guarantee any sort of indictments or criminal punishment, but I just so badly, Lee, the American people must know the truth before this election. They cannot make the kind of decision that they need to make in this election if they don't know the truth about all of this, Russiagate, FISAgate.
Well, and you've still got a party and vast majority of the American media that is trying to hide that.
Yes.
And even if it were released, they would either try to say, well, there's no proof that any of this is accurate, or they would accuse the Trump administration of leaking national security information. That they're in, by doing this, that they are committing a crime.
Yes. Yeah, but you know what? Screw them. Dump it all out there.
Yeah.
Just screw them. So that could happen.
If Adam Schiff can get away with revealing the phone numbers and getting phone numbers of members of Congress without a warrant, why can't the Trump administration release this information?
You know, I would love to know the answer to that question. I am incredibly frustrated it hasn't happened.
Schiff ought to be brought up on charges, and the Republican Party should be demanding he resign from Congress. I'm sorry. There's just, and I realize it won't happen, but this is the way that the game gets played. And I'm sick and tired of the Democrats being the only one that've got the guts to fight. Now, Republicans have done a pretty good job recently of standing up to the Democrats, and they're doing a pretty good job in these shampeachment hearings. I love the fact that they've got these signs up behind the Republican members of Congress. Where's Adam?
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that. I heard on the news, I can't find this anywhere. I tried to find it at the break, but Adam Schiff's not going to...
No.
Tell me about that.
Kevin McCarthy...
I can't find it.
Well, we had this at the top of the hour. Okay. Fox News had this. Kevin McCarthy was pointing out on Fox and Friends this morning that Adam Schiff is not going to be testifying. In this whole thing.
He's the Senate Judiciary Committee?
No, in the House Judiciary.
Oh, okay.
House Judiciary. He's the author of the report. He's not testifying. Author of all these other special reports have been testifying. Why not Adam Schiff? He's the one that actually had communication with a whistleblower. Why is he not testifying?
Okay, so he's not going to... He's the head of the Intel Committee. He's not going to testify in Jerry Nadler's...
Nope. Not going to hear from him.
And of course, you know why. I mean, he'd have to go under oath and take questions from Republicans. He cannot do that.
Exactly. Because Doug Collins and Ratcliffe and other, well, Doug Collins is on there, I believe. Doug Collins is on I think he's the minority, the ranking member, as they put it, seated next to Nadler. That's got to be one of the toughest jobs. I'm sorry. If I were a congressman and I had to sit next to Adam Schiff or Nadler, boy, it would take every bit of restraint I have not to just want to, well, never mind. Don't want to make a, you know, random threat or anything. But
no, no, you don't. But I know
I just
want to
clock him. I'm sorry.
I know. I do too.
Gosh.
I just want to slap him because he just deserves it. Not that I would, but you'd like to see him get what's coming to him. Yeah. All right. So then, on the top of that, he may skate because Lindsey Graham had promised. Oh, Adam Schiff, he's testifying. That was way back in November of 2019. That'd be like what, last month? And now Lindsey Graham's saying, well, he does. No, well, no, I'm not calling him or Biden or anybody. We just have to vote. Trump should be grateful. Okay. I'm not going to call anybody. Nope. Nobody. Well, how about we just, you know, get the phone call records between Biden and the, you know, president of Ukraine? Yeah. Nope. How about we get Schiff's phone records to see, you know, who he's been in touch with? Nope. Yeah. Not going to do it. You get nothing from Lindsey. Nothing. All right. So, by the way, folks, so the third option for the truth coming out here. So it's not just this report. This is not the be all end all. We could get it from declassification if Bill Barr ever gets around to that, or because Trump put him in charge of it, or we could get it from Bill Barr and John Durham's investigation. So we still have three routes. Justice isn't dead. I just don't think this is the day we're going to see it. So don't get all disappointed if that's the way it turns out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So tell me again, why should we shampeach President Trump? Why should we shampeach him? You got to love this. The House Judiciary Committee report, that's not Adam Schiff's committee. That is Jerry Nadler's committee. You know, the one that had the crazy professors? Just put out a report on Saturday that argued that the president can be shampeached for motives, for quote-unquote motives, without breaking the law. Why would that happen? Because really, honestly, when it comes down to it, there's only one thing you need to know about shampeachment. It's all very confusing, I know, and it's crazy, and everybody goes back and forth. You only need to know this one thing, really. Because I know you're busy, you work, you got stuff to do, you have kids, you have people you have to take care of in your life. What is it the thing you need to know? There is no crime here. As constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley explained, that's what sets it apart from every other shampeachment. Well, impeachment. This is a shampeachment. And here's what the Democrats are essentially trying to argue. Well, in every other impeachment, they have, you know, they've come up with the charges, the impeachment document. And there have been a lot of things listed on there that weren't crimes. That's true. I mean, moral lapses, ethical lapses, blah, blah, blah. We don't like him. Besides, he's ugly. Well, no, they didn't say that. But, you know, stuff like that, right? And they're right about that. But each one of these impeachments was anchored by a crime. Yeah, they threw some other stuff in there, or moral and ethical lapses, blah, blah. The Democrats are attempting to do this without a crime. And that's what makes it so unique. Here's Jonathan Turley, law professor and constitutional scholar on that.
Now, there are three commonalities when you look at these past cases. All involved established crimes.
There's none here. So Jerry Nadler's committee puts out a shampeachment document on Saturday, and this is why they dumped it on Saturday. Friday's not even good enough to hide this stuff anymore. The document says the president can be impeached for motives without breaking the law. The president may be impeached for, quote, illegitimate motives, unquote, even if his actions are, quote, legally permissible. Okay, what's going on here? They're admitting they don't have a crime. I wondered how they do this. And releasing this on Saturday is probably a pretty good start. The report states in one section, the question is not whether the president's conduct could have resulted from permissible motives. It is whether the president's real reasons, the ones in his mind at the time, were legitimate. Unquote. Thought crime. Well, we can tell that he was thinking about it. About what? It. Filing what statute? You know, that one. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we've all thought about robbing a bank, most often in jest. Should we all go to prison? Here's the crazy part, and I knew this would happen. I told you, the report does not cite a single statute. Federal law, anything like that broken by Trump? Not one. They can't, because they can't do it. That's all you need to know, honestly. Beyond that, there's nothing else you need to know. This is a joke. I mean, this is why Turley was so wound up. I mean, this is why he begged them, please, I am a Democrat like you. Please don't do this. You're going to tear the country apart. Because if you don't have a crime, you are nullifying people's votes. You can't do it. Please don't bring us back there. And, you know, I told you at the time, if you're a constitutional scholar like Turley is, and you've read a lot about the founding, I have, but I'm sure nowhere near as much as he has, not even close, I'm sure. One of the things that shocks you the most after spending your time in, you know, American schools is how very violent the founding was. I mean, it was shockingly violent. And I read Patrick's email last week to demonstrate to you what Turley's talking about. And he's talking about, like, patriots and loyalists to the British crown. They were slaughtering each other even past the Revolutionary War. They were just killing each other, neighbor on neighbor. And he was talking about one of his ancestors who was a British loyalist who thought it'd be cute to kill a patriot who had just been released by the Brits. So he kills him. Well, turns out two other patriots hunted him and his friend down, tied him to a tree and shot them dead. Well, in the meantime, before they got shot dead, they were going around to other patriots' homes and shooting and killing family members of patriots. And the blood was running the streets, folks. It's amazing to me, just from a historical perspective, that our country ever came back from that and became a civilized society. That's amazing that has been so forgotten, that level of violence. So Turley, who cannot be a constitutional scholar and study the founding without studying just the insane violence. I mean, you look at George Washington, he looks like this, you know, boring, aristocratic, pompadoured guy. I mean, that guy, man, Washington? Washington was a brutal killer. And I mean that in a complimentary way. These skirmishes were incredibly violent, and Turley's seen it, and he's begging the Democrats, please don't take us back there. You think you want to go there, but you do not, for temporary political gain. You don't. Anyway, they had to invent a new definition of bribery in this report that does not resemble the law in any way. And then they said that Trump was guilty of it, but they did not cite a law on bribery, just their own new definition. This is ridiculous. Haley, okay, so one of the reasons, there are so many reasons we need to impeach Donald Trump, but one of the main reasons is to deal with slavery.
Okay, because he's got everything to do with that.
Yeah, no, you could totally see how that would be the case. Wait, what? Al Green, who's been demanding impeachment for like 2 years now, this is Democrat Representative Al Green, went on television to explain that black people need to have something in here too. They need to have to be represented in this impeachment document. And that you know, if we don't impeach him over slavery, then it's just going to get worse. Well, like, what's going to get worse?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was incoherent. Take a listen.
But I also think that if we don't include some of the things that are important to people of color, then I think that our business won't be finished, Ms. Witt. Mm-hmm. I do believe, ma'am, that we have to deal with the original sin. We have to deal with slavery. Slavery was the thing that put all of what President Trump has done lately into motion. It's insidious scion, racism. And the president has played on racism, and he's used that as a weapon to galvanize a base of support. We cannot overlook what happened when he came down the escalator and just demeaned people of color.
Okay, I think he didn't get the memo. You can't use the phrase people of color.
Oh, maybe you can if you're black. I don't know.
Well, no, that's not allowed, though. You cannot use the phrase people of color. There have been black writers that have said you can't use that.
Oh, okay.
That if you are black, you are black. You're not a person of color. If you are brown, then you are Hispanic. If you're, you know, but you can't use the phrase people of color because that's in and of itself is demeaning and not very demonstrative of exactly with whom you are speaking.
Well, whatever the case.
Coming from someone as to a person without color.
Yeah, you don't have much color at all. You're pretty pasty. I wouldn't want to be you and go to the beach. But anyway, so you're saying, black people need their part in this impeachment document too. We need to get something. We need to throw in, you know, we need to impeach Trump to deal with slavery. What?
Yeah, please.
No. It's supposed to be a crime.
Yeah.
No, you don't throw him. Wow, what else don't we like about him? Do we get everything? Do we list it all? Well, I mean, not liking the president of the opposite party is not like novel or anything. It's certainly not impeachable.
Yeah.
They don't seem to understand that.
Plenty of folks who didn't particularly care for the previous occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I know, but they don't seem particularly moved by that at all. I mean, it's just, I don't understand it. I really don't. Anyway, this jobs report, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the stats here, and I just had a ball listening to Kramer, Jim Cramer, you know, as nutty as he is sometimes, he was so moved by these numbers that he completely lost it and renounced his entire liberal political outlook. Did you hear this?
No, I didn't, but I'm
Rush played a little of it, okay. But he missed the best parts. Crazy Cramer, yeah, but not so crazy, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at this, 266,000 new jobs on Friday, including 54,000 in manufacturing. By the way, and I'm going to get into this tomorrow. I didn't have time. The shrinkage that Justin Trudeau is undergoing right now up there in Canada because it's cold.
Yeah.
And they have no jobs. The economy's cold. He's undergoing shrinkage.
Okay.
Move along. 71,000 jobs gone in Canada. You know, Canada kept adding jobs during the Great Recession while we lost them.
Yeah, I wonder where they were going.
Yeah, I wonder where. And now that we are not in the Great Recession anymore, they're losing jobs and we're gaining them. That is very much connected. That is not a coincidence. And I will explain to you tomorrow on the show why that's happening. Those two things are related. But when you look at this, I mean, this is crazy. 3% wage growth for 16 consecutive months, a mark seen in only 3 months total during the Obama years. Wage gains now flow overwhelmingly to workers previously left behind. The largest wage gains found among the bottom 25% of earners by income. Blue-collar wage growth exceeded white-collar wage growth. Non-college grads outperformed those with degrees in wage growth as a percentage. And black income surpassed those of whites in wage growth. This is a jobs report takeaway. It's Morning in America by Real Clear Politics. But, I mean, this is just... As Friday's report detailed, the Latino jobless rate has been under 5% for 20 straight months. Prior to President Trump, there had only been 1 month ever of below 5% Hispanic joblessness. That's back in 2006. Obama didn't do it. Yet we're told Trump's the racist, right? No wonder a recent CNBC survey of small business owners found Trump's approval at a new record high of 60%. I mean, there's so many firsts here.
Mm-hmm.
The respected University of Michigan survey, consumer sentiment, recently registered at 95 for the 30th month out of 35. For context, the last time the study showed such a sustained level of elevated enthusiasm was during the tech boom in the late 1990s.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm prepping you for why Jim Cramer flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's Jim Cramer talking about, this is on Friday, these are the best numbers I've ever seen and how this has been literally life-changing for him.
And this is the best number I've ever seen in my life.
Is it going to, can it last forever, Jim? How can it last forever? Unless it's a participation rate.
It has to go up, Joe, because when we win the trade war, which, you know, we're going to win now because we have the better numbers, then they're going to have to put jobs here. That's what they're going to have to do. We're not even talking about that yet. In the end, the Chinese are going to have to put jobs here because this thing is, the president can walk away from the table with this number.
So we could actually have more jobs coming back if we win the trade war. No, you won't see that written or said anywhere.
Well, you know, sometimes the truth sets people free.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Chinese banking system, which produces the funny money that pays for the subsidization of the goods, since they suck at capitalism. The biggest lie we've ever been told is that they were better than us at capitalism. Do you know how bloated that system has swelled to? $40 trillion.
Good grief.
Okay. Their economy is smaller than ours. Our entire economy, annual economy, is only $20 trillion.
Yeah.
Their banking system is twice the size in terms of monetary value of ours. That's because the money's not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on paper. And they got a really, really, really big problem because that whole system was hinged on exports and getting monopoly control of various industries, and their supply chains disintegrating in front of our eyes. Okay, so Cramer goes on to say this.
You can't contradict that these are the best numbers of our lives.
Yeah.
You can't! I mean, we had guns and butter when we were doing these things 50 years ago, and that followed with inflation and recession. I don't see inflation, I don't see recession. And you know something, Joe? It doesn't matter whether you hate them or like them, these are real numbers.
Okay, then he goes on to renounce his entire political philosophy, which was about the point I was moved to tears. Here you go.
And anyone who knows me for my life knows I was an old-fashioned LBJ liberal, meaning expand the pie. The big issue there had always been to be inflation. That was always what we were taught. That's what Otto Eckstein taught me. That's what John Kenneth Galbraith taught me at Harvard. It turned out that we expanded the pie and the inflation didn't occur. So it wasn't guns and butter this time. And that, by the way, just so you understand, that was a Democrat view that I just articulated. This is Democrats, okay? John Kenneth Galbraith was speaking Democrat. And I'm saying that this is a John Kenneth Galbraith number. So that's why I say hate or like Trump. This is the number that the Democrats always said could not occur. And they have to rethink. Well, they're not alive anymore, but they all said it couldn't occur, and it's occurring.
Bingo.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So what is he renouncing there? What he's renouncing there is this whole idea, well, we can't have wages go up too quickly because then we'll have inflation. Didn't happen.
No.
You mean we don't have to repress wages? No. That was just something the globalist donors told you, so you'd go along with their job-killing, you know, political philosophy. That's what he's reacting to there. He's shocked. I mean, it's totally remade the guy. And if you remember the clips I played for him early on, he wasn't even too sure about the Chinese trade war, Lee.
Yeah.
Now he is, man, he is in. I just thought it was fascinating, that's all. It'd be interesting to watch. And here's what the people have to say on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Al Green sounds like he had a stroke in the middle of that comment. He may have. Texter writes, but the only truth that will set you free is the truth you know. Ignorant truth won't help you at all. Okay, thank you. Texter writes, thank you for that information about the Bidens. Burisma, in the words of the prosecutor, we would not be able to get that information anywhere. But you actually, I have to credit ANN News. And again, that's, I'm aware of them, but not a source I have a long track record with, as I do with others I use here. And so I'm very, very judicious about using it. However, when you have an interview with the fired prosecutor and he is telling you his story, that is more than just, hey, I've got some sources that say, which is good enough, by the way, for all my trolls when CNN does it. You string those things together, you can see a very compelling picture here, as we've summarized in recent weeks. You've got the prosecutor who was fired, who Biden got fired, Viktor Shokin, saying, listen, I was investigating Hunter Biden for money laundering. Money laundering. So he gets fired because of Joe. And what, again, did, now it's more than one prosecutor a couple weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks ago now. What did they say in that press conference again? Oh, yeah. Money laundering. The $7 billion was stolen by the head of Burisma, and that the $16 million that Hunter Biden had been stolen and laundered. Now, they didn't say Hunter Biden stole or laundered it, just that the money that was in his possession was stolen and laundered. Again, it's been 2 weeks. It is amazing to me that two things have not happened. One, that Joe Biden has not been asked, have you asked Hunter to give the money back? The Ukrainians said in a press conference that it was stolen and laundered. I mean, my God, it was stolen from the Ukraine people. They have to pay it back still. Have you asked your boy Hunter to give the money back? No? Why? And the second thing that I'm shocked hasn't happened. Well, three things. Two, the media has no interest whatsoever knowing anything about the money, where it went, how it got there, how dirty it was. So that's, you know. But number three, that there's been no law enforcement action that, you know, of note. Again, the press conference was a formal request by prosecutors and Ukraine members, MPs, members of parliament, asking, please, to Trump, get the money. It was stolen from us. We still owe it. It was laundered by at least two American companies, both of whom Schiff was on the payroll for. He took between $15,000 and $30,000 by his own admission, in his own disclosure, from the two companies. So, that's a big deal. I mean, this is the hottest story going right now, right? Impeachment. We're not interested in any of that. Guess not. So that's two sources. That's Shokin saying the very same thing that we just heard in a press conference 2 weeks ago. And nobody's going to look at it. I guess it's a conspiracy theory, if you believe that. That's all they got. But you know what's really telling, folks? This to me is the money clip of the day today. Joe Biden asks, hey, don't you think you ought to rein in your man, Hunter? Don't you think you ought to get to the bottom of this? Oh, I don't know anything about it. You don't know anything about it?
There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of
money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
Yeah.
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong.
But how do you know, Joe? You say you don't know. How do you not know? Son, excuse me, John, you seem to have some laundered, stolen money in your account, $16 million. Do we want to talk about that? Come on. Texter writes that money has already gone up Hunter's nose. I suspect that's true. And finally, Texter writes, Hunter is badass to be that brave. Yes, he is. Well, what do you read about what the strippers did to him at the strip club? That's brave. Just Google it. Have a good rest of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.